Acton's podcast. Today, the episode is about Robert Monroe and Journeying Out of Your Body. A lot of the recent episodes have been about various mavericks and iconoclasts. Robert Monroe is no different, but doesn't seem to have the dark side that many of the others do. I've written many times of all the Roberts in astral projection, leading to the hero of my novel Astral Projects being called Rob. This Robert is right up there with the best. Although he was better known as Bob Monroe, and founded the Monroe Institute, still thriving today. He developed HemiSync, a way to use binaural beats to reach higher states of consciousness. A binaural beat is an auditory illusion perceived when two different pure tone sine waves, both with frequencies lower than 1500 Hz, with a less than 40 Hz difference between them, are presented to a listener dichotically, one through each ear. For example, if a 530 Hz pure tone is presented to a subject's right ear, while a 520 Hz pure tone is presented to the subject's left ear, the listener will perceive the auditory illusion of a third tone in addition to the two pure tones presented to each ear. The third sound is called a binaural beat, and in this example would have a perceived pitch correlating to a frequency of 10 Hz, that being the difference between the 530 Hz and 520 Hz pure tones presented to each ear. There are many apps and audiophiles out there claiming to entrain your brainwaves in this way, or by using isochronic tones, which do not have to be in stereo. This is something you have to use your discretion to investigate, often with a hefty pinch of salt. My mind machines, the Procyon and Cassina, work in this way, both using sound and light patterns through their goggles. Bob wrote three fantastic books, Journeys Out of the Body, Far Journeys, and Ultimate Journey, which I thoroughly recommend, about his experiences out of the body, also known as astral projecting. His first experience with sleep paralysis and the vibrations came in the 1950s when he was experimenting with sleep learning. I tried putting my textbooks under my pillow at medical school. Who knows, maybe it worked, somehow they let me pass. But uncomfortable. In those days, Scrumpy Jack at the Horseshoe was an invaluable sleep, if not study aid. The Gateway experience is perhaps the pinnacle of the technology produced, as regards guided meditation to reach different levels of out-of-body experiences. My Astral Projects blog has the URL focus27.wordpress.com, as the Focus27 in HemiSync lore is the library, a chilled-out hub of knowledge. Here are some of the focus levels it is offered you may explore. Focus 1, normal everyday waking consciousness, completely in phase with physical matter reality, also referred to as C1 consciousness. Focus 10, the physical body is deeply relaxed while the mind remains conscious, awake and alert. Mind awake, body asleep. Focus 11, the access channel, the ultimate communication channel to all levels of awareness, mental, physical and emotional. Focus 12, a state of expanded awareness while the body remains deeply relaxed and asleep. Focus 15, a state of no time consciousness, is now far removed from the physical body signals. Linear time is no longer relevant to experience. Focus 21, on the very edge of perception of the time-space continuum, mind remains fully conscious and active. Focus 22, on the border between time-space and non-physical states of being, comatose. Focus 23, the condition in which an individual may find him or herself immediately following physical death. Focus 24, the site of non-physical activity generated by simple or primitive religious or cultural beliefs. Focus 25, the expression of the major organized religious beliefs in recent human history. Focus 26, here are identified certain areas, few in number, containing the structures and knowledge of various highly individual religious and other beliefs based on direct experience of self. Focus levels 24 to 26 are referred to as the belief system territories and are explored extensively during the Lifeline program of the Monroe Institute. Focus 27, the edge of human thought capacity, the site of a way station, not terminus for rest and recovery from the trauma of physical death, including the library. Focus 34-35, the area of the gathering. Beings from many other locations within the physical universe are gathered here to witness the upcoming earth changes, first mentioned in Bob Monroe's second book, Far Journeys. Focus 42, I There, cluster consciousness. Focus 49, C of I there clusters. Hemisync is short for hemispheric synchronization. If you can get your right brain and left brain optimally connected and synchronized, some amazing things can happen. Signing off for now.